Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It is no secret that my top manifesting hack is my daily use of subliminal audios. I mean, mostly because I'm lazy and I get to manifest in my sleep. What a goddamn dream. Who wouldn't love it? Subliminal messaging has been around for years. The Guardian published an article back in 2007 stating that scientists have found that subliminal messages leave a mark on the brain, and that's why everyone from Apple to Coca-Cola have infamously used it in their advertising campaigns. Subliminal stimuli are any sensory stimuli below a person's threshold for conscious perception, i.e., you think you're just listening to a relaxing piece of music, but boom, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of powerful statements and affirmations beneath the music that you can't hear with your conscious brain. These affirmations can have distinct impacts on people's thoughts and behavior. Choose from a range including perfect health, wealth and success, beauty and confidence, fertility, weight loss, meet your soulmate, peaceful and present parent, happy kids, and so much more. Easily download onto your phone or live stream when exercising, cooking dinner, in the bath, or my personal favorite, as you go to sleep, as part of your daily mindset practice. Go to francescaamber.com to get yours. Hello and welcome to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. I am Francesca, your host with, to be honest with you, the most perfect kitchen. I have been living my best goddamn life this week. I moved back home last week. I don't know if you remember, but at the beginning of the year, I was like, do you know what? My number one goal for this year is to have an extension built on my house and basically renovate the entire ground floor of my house. And let me tell you, it's been a fucking project. It's been a fucking journey, but it has been 100% worth it because now I have a house that I love. And one of the books that we read this year was all about the importance of having a home environment or a work environment, whatever it may be, that reflects the life that you want to live and that makes you feel inspired and aspirational and all these other things. And I'm going to level with you. My house was a fucking shit show. The old lady that lived here before, she'd had these brown carpets for God knows how long. The ceilings were artexed. I mean, it was horrendous. And it was very hard maintaining a positive vibe in such a, not, I don't want to say a negative environment because I don't think my house had a negative vibe, but it was just, it was fucking grim. It was also so small with three young children. It was so fucking difficult to like, try and manage. And now my house is done. If you've not seen the pictures, you can look on Instagram. I'm at Francesca Amber or at Law of Attraction Changed My Life. I'm just honestly, I wake up every morning and I can't wait to go downstairs. Like making breakfast is a joy. Just being at home is a bloody joy. And so anyway, it's always such an amazing feeling when a goal, something you've had on your vision board actually comes true. And it's better than I ever expected. Like everyone that's seen it so far has been like, oh my God, I didn't expect it to be this big. Like I didn't expect it to feel this nice. And I'm like, yeah, bitch, it was on my vision board. Anyway, today we are talking science, bitches. Science. More specifically, the reticular activating system. Now, have you heard of this before? It is basically a little bundle of nerves at the base of your skull, and it plays a huge part in the law of attraction. It is going to get you to manifest whatever you want. It is going to prove your thoughts create your reality, which is going to help you with your belief, and it's going to change your goddamn life, so get ready. So your reticular activating system is basically a filter. So you could think of it as like a gatekeeper or a secretary for your brain. So if you think of actual reality, everything that is going on at any given time, there is far, far, far too much data for our brains to cope with. We can't pay attention to absolutely everything. And actually, scientists have looked into it, and apparently we get filtered through approximately 5% of what is actually happening at any given time. 5%. That means 95% is going completely unnoticed, undetectable to our brains. And the purpose of the reticular activating system is that whatever you decide to focus on, it goes out to find. So it wants to prove to you that your thoughts are real. So if you keep thinking something, it will search out that thing with this like filter. So the purpose of the reticular activating system is to filter out everything that is not in alignment with your thoughts. So whatever it is that you are seeking will become seeking you, because that's what it's going to be filtering out. Now, we all know those people that have very negative beliefs around certain things. So I really struggle to go out for lunch or dinner with my dad, because he has a real belief that the majority of people are completely incompetent, and particularly restaurants and servers and waiters are completely incompetent people, and they're going to get shit wrong and they're going to mess up his order and it's all going to be terrible. And of course, every time we go out, what do we experience? Well, exactly that. They always get something wrong. They burn something. They seat us near the toilets, or they seat us near a fucking draft. Who knows what it is? It doesn't matter what it is. It will always be a negative experience. But the funny thing is that when I go out for lunch with my friends or my mum or my sister or other people, that shit doesn't happen. That is not a part of my reality. I don't experience these things. In fact, I experience people being kind to me. I always have people come up and say to me, God, you're brave bringing three young children out on your own. And I'm like, well, I ain't got no choice, bitch. And they always comment on how well behaved they are, and how beautiful they are, and what a lovely time. Do you know what I mean? Like, I have really positive experiences. So our reality is created by what we pay attention to. Remember the old law of attraction saying, where attention goes, energy flows. Well, I know a lot of you, specifically if you're a little bit skeptical, you might want some scientific proof. The reticular activating system is the scientific proof that you have been looking for. So you could also think of this whole filter thing a little bit like a Facebook algorithm. So Facebook is out there, or Instagram is out there for everybody, right? But isn't it such a shocker when you go on somebody else's Facebook or Instagram? Because it's completely geared for what they're focusing on. Like, if you came onto my Facebook or my Instagram, all you're going to see is law of attraction, baby clothes, people that have twins or multiple babies, attachment parenting, breastfeeding. That is all the shit you're going to see. But then if you go onto someone else's, like, I remember once looking on a guy's Instagram and I was like, oh, there's like a load of stuff about football and boxing. What the fuck is this? Like, this isn't what Instagram is, surely. So that's kind of another way to think of this RAS, reticular activating system, is it's a filter. It's like an algorithm. It's being shown for you exclusively. Now, in case you still haven't grasped this concept yet, you have 100% experienced this in your lifetime, and it will be a time that you'll be able to recall really easily. And the reason I know this is because we all have this story of when you are going to look for a car, say you're thinking, oh, I really want to buy a mint green Fiat 500. That is a car that I really regret never buying. I feel like that's in my past now because I have too many children. But like, when I was younger, I really wanted, do you remember when they did those Fiat 500s that were mint green and they were amazing and all of the interior was cream? Oh my God, they were so gorgeous. I never, ever got one. I also wanted a cream convertible VW Beetle. And I also feel like that has passed me by. But hey ho, when you look for a specific car, you suddenly see that car everywhere. You're stuck behind it in traffic. You see it at the roundabout. You see 10 on your fucking journey. We've all had that. That is literally your RIS working. So anyway, you might be thinking, why am I talking about this today? Well, I know I've banged on about this a little bit, but there's this amazing book called E Squared by Pam Grout. And I keep threatening to do a podcast about it. But the reality is that I think there's 12 experiments in it. And I still have not had the time to actually do all 12 experiments. And I really wanted to do a podcast episode all about the entire book, like the entire experiment as a whole. But I was too excited by this. And it's honestly changed my life in the last few weeks. It's so bizarre. So I really wanted to share it with you today. But anyway, I thought I'd just read you a tiny little bit from E Squared. So this is the premise of this experiment. What shows up in our lives is a direct reflection of our inner thoughts and emotions. According to physicists, there is a zero-point field or a field of potentiality where every possibility exists. I prefer to think of the field as a gigantic Walmart with hundreds of thousands of products or possibilities. I know just where to find the fabric, the puzzles, the kids' shoes, all of the things that I've been known to purchase, but I am completely oblivious to most of the hundreds of thousands of products on the shelves. Why? Because they're not what I'm looking for. That doesn't mean that they're not there. It also doesn't mean that they're not as real as the puzzles and shoes. It just means that I am not aware of them. So this particular experiment was to go out and look for green cars. Now, it's funny that this was the experiment chosen because I was just driving along the other day thinking, isn't it crazy? Like the fashion right now is just to have either a black car, a white car, or potentially like silver. But it's all black and white. It's all monochrome. Like it's no one really has like a coloured car anymore, do they? You might see the odd red one or blue one, but you don't really see coloured cars very often. Like honestly, look, they're all black and white. And I was thinking this just the other day. So I was like, green cars. Like now I'm saying this now, I think it's crazy that I thought this. But when I was doing this, I was like, oh, I don't know if on my one little car journey today, if I'm going to see a green car and then it's not going to like come true. And I was a little bit, oh, I don't know. I went out on my journey, which was no more than 10 minutes. And you better believe I saw legitimately, I would say 12 green cars. I saw so many green cars, I could not believe it. And what's even stranger is I live in quite a small village. Like you notice things here. Well, I thought you did. Right in the centre of my village, there's like a church and there's like an old schoolhouse. And the people that live in those little cottages along there, those poor people, they have to like park on the street and it's a bit of a nightmare. So you really notice these cars because you always have to like stop and let people go past. Since I've done this experiment, there are now two bright green cars that are consistently every day in those parking bits in the middle of the village. Now, I've lived here for 2 years. I've never, ever seen these fucking cars. And I'm not just talking like dark green. I'm talking bright green cars. So, I mean, I don't know what to fucking tell you. It's insane. I see green cars everywhere. So Bo started getting in on the action as well, because you know sometimes if something's just in your mind and you're just thinking something, I don't know about you, but I sometimes think, did I really just think that, or is my brain playing tricks on me? Well, a way that I can tell that it's not is if I physically say it out loud to somebody else. So I said to Bo, we're going to see some green cars on this journey. And every time we do, we're going to make a wish. She was like super excited because she likes to guess the colours of cars anyway. I'm like a big, I don't have like a TV in the back of my car seat or anything. We don't have tablets. She has books in the car or we guess like cars, colours or whatever. She's also incredibly good at guessing car makes and models as well. She's like, oh, there's a Tesla. There's an X-Trail. Like she knows so many car models. Anyway, that's not the point. So anyway, we ended up seeing so many green cars that it actually got boring. Like she was like, I don't want to make any more wishes. And I'm like, wow, if a child gets bored of making wishes, you know you've seen too many. So I was like, right, let's mix this shit up. Let's try and find brown cars. Now you tell me, how many brown cars do you see on a daily basis? I'm going to say slim to none. I definitely felt like I would see none. And I kind of, again, I felt like, am I setting myself up for a bit of a fail because we're not going to find any? We have been doing this for the last week and we see so many brown cars that it's insane. And there was one particular time. So for the first couple of days, I felt like I was seeing a lot of metallic cars. So they were very like almost bronzy, right? So they're not gold, they're not silver, they're like bronze, which I would say is like a brown. But in my mind, I was like, I feel like all I'm seeing is metallic bronze cars. I really want to see like a matte, like a pooey brown. Like I want to see like a mud brown car. And I swear to God, no sooner had that thought come out of my mind, I remember where I was. I was in the Waitrose car park. I literally saw a brown car and I was like, well, fuck me. There it is. What's so interesting about these Pam Grout experiments is they really do prove that your thoughts create your reality, because it's a tangible result that you can see. And what I think is really interesting as well is you're not massively attached to the outcome. So it's not like I'm going to have my house sale go through by the end of the day, or my child is going to get into this amazing school. You're not having your fears and your limiting beliefs and all of your things attached to it. It's just the color of a car. Fucking relax. Like if you don't see it, there's no big deal. And I think that's why it works so well. So one of the other things that she recommends, so it's a 48-hour experiment, although me and Bo have been doing this for fucking 3 weeks now. The second experiment, the second part of it, so the first 24 hours, you look for the specific colored car. And then the second part of it, you look for a yellow butterfly. So it was she gave you the option of a yellow butterfly or a purple feather. So something very specific. I chose the yellow butterfly. And that day, I was somewhere, I don't remember where I was. I was shopping somewhere with my sister and my mum and my daughters and stuff. And there was like this stationery thing hanging up. And it was the only one there. And literally, as I looked at it, in the corner of each piece of paper, like each page of it, was a yellow butterfly. And I was like, oh my God, there's a yellow butterfly. And they were like, yeah. What are you having a stroke? What's happening? And I was like, there's a yellow butterfly. Look at it. It's a yellow butterfly. That's what I'm looking for. And that's the thing as well, is it doesn't have to be specifically a living, flapping butterfly. I mean, I'd run away if I saw one. Like, it doesn't have to be that. It can be on the TV. It can be like that in a shop. You have to really be open to the possibilities. And so, yeah, like I say, we've been doing this for like 2-3 weeks now, and it's become a bit of an obsession. Every time we see a brown car now, we have to make a wish. And it is honestly getting to the point now where it's like, we're seeing so many, like literally this is getting boring. So I think the next color we're going to move on to is pink, because that is very, very, very rare. But also, how incredible for Bo to have this experience of, you ask, as I say to her, like, come on, let's ask the universe, send us a sign, send us a brown car. And she sees it, that like you ask for it and then you see it. Like, what an incredible experience for her. Also, I was going out with my mum the other week and I was telling her about it, and we were coming up her driveway. I can't remember where we were going, but we're coming up her driveway and I said, oh, mum, we've been doing this thing where we have to look out for brown cars. She's like, I've never seen a brown car around here. There's no brown cars. I was like, yeah, well, every time we see one, we make a wish. And I swear to God, we pulled out of her driveway, and for the entirety of the journey where we were going, we were behind a brown Range Rover. And I was like, see? And for my mum to see it with her own eyes, she's like, that's wild. Like, that is wild. I'm like, who would buy a Range Rover and have it brown? Like, it's just disgusting. But hey-ho, each to their own. So why is this important, and how can it help you to achieve your goals? Well, obviously, this isn't just about cars or fucking butterflies, whatever it is. This applies to everything in your life. We all have this reticular activating system working all of the time to filter out the data that is not necessary to our thoughts and our beliefs. So if we're walking around thinking, I'm so worthless, no one's ever going to love me, I'm going to be single forever, I have no friends, I hate my job, you are going to, your own fucking brain, your brain is fucking sabotaging you. It is going to only show you those things. It is only going to reinforce your beliefs to make those beliefs stronger and show you what you're asking for. And that's how the law of attraction works. So simply, All you need to do is change your beliefs and change your intentions and change what your attention is focused on. And you can do that through a variety of means. You can set intentions, you can write gratitude lists, you can write goal lists, you can do all of these things, working on your blockages. There's so many things you can do. Refer to all of my previous podcasts. I ain't got time to list them now. But you can use all of these things to change where your attention is going, and your reticular activating system will filter out the reality that you want to see. Do you sometimes think, why do some people seem to get everything that they want? Why do things always seem to go so well for them? You know, they fall in shit and they come up smelling like roses. It's because of this. It is simply because of this. All you have to do is change your beliefs and you can change your reality. And that is a fact. Now, I feel like I'm the kind of person that I see opportunity everywhere when others don't. I feel like I see opportunities all the time. In fact, too many. I find it slightly overwhelming because I know that I don't physically have the time to do everything that I see. But the incredible thing about activating your RAS and changing your intentions and changing your vibration so that you start to change your reality and see things is that you could see opportunities for where you want to go. You could see ways to achieve your goals because all of these things are already there. Trust me, the possibilities are all there for you. It's just you can't see them. I love that analogy she said about the Walmart thing, which is like, we all go to the supermarket and know where the specific things are. We all know where the artichoke hearts are. We all know where the nappies are that are pants, not fucking tab tops. We all know those things. I know where the baby wipes are that have no chemicals in them. But do I know where tinned salmon is? No, because I've never bought that shit in my life. So I don't know where it is, but it doesn't mean that it's not there. It doesn't mean that it's not as real as the artichoke hearts or the nappies. It's all there for all of us. We just have to tune into it. Anyway, if you are interested in buying this book, it is called E Squared by Pam Grout, 9 Do-It-Yourself Energy Experiments That Prove Your Thoughts Create Your Reality. Now, I bought this on Amazon, and I think it was about $7.99, and the absolute audacity of it. I'm going to put a picture on my Instagram so you can see the size of it in comparison to my hand. It is the smallest fucking book I've ever seen in my life. So I don't know if I have like an abridged version. I don't know if this is condensed or if they've left anything out or if it's the entire book, but just in a tiny, tiny, tiny format. But I would highly recommend it. If you are looking to build on your belief in the law of attraction, if you maybe are still struggling with manifesting things that, like I say, you might have slightly too much attachment to, you might have slightly too much energy where you're struggling to let go of your limiting beliefs and your blockages, this is a really fun way to prove to yourself that it does work and that you can do these experiments with kind of no risk or threat to yourself, because it's just the color of a fucking card. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, I hope that you've enjoyed this episode. If you have, if you like this podcast, please do give it a subscribe, a rate, a review. That all really helps me so much. You can also follow me at Law of Attraction Changed My Life or at Francesca Amber. And if you feel like one podcast a week is not enough for you, I do have a Patreon where I podcast every couple of days. We have a book club. We do a new self-development book every single month. At the moment, we're doing Working Hard, Hardly Working, How to Achieve More, Stress Less and Feel Fulfilled by Grace Beverly. And let me tell you, it is fucking life-changing. We are only on chapter 2. So if you want to come and join us, it's so easy to catch up. I do a new chapter like every 3 days this month. So I summarize the whole chapter, the takeaways that I thought were really good, do the exercises together, show you how I'm applying it to my life. And already we're only on chapter 2, which is all about productivity and these productivity methods. And it's honestly changed the way that I work already, which is insane. And also, if you are thinking about joining the book club in the future, next month, I hope everyone's on board with it. We are doing the infamous Marie Kondo, the life-changing magic of tidying up. Having my house done has truly, truly reinforced in me. I was going to say made me realize, but I already knew it, how important your environment is. Like, priming your environment for success and to live the life that you want to live is so fucking important. And that's why I just suddenly thought, you know what, going into winter, let's have a good old clear out. Let's release ourselves of all the shit that's weighing us down, and let's have a little minimalist month. So if you are into that kind of shit, come and join us next month for that. That will start on the 1st of October. Anyway, thank you for listening. The Law of Attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too, bitch. Bye. What up, bitches? It's no secret that reading has changed my goddamn life. I think it's incredible that people put their entire life's work, their teachings, into a book that often costs less than £10. It's incredible to me. And I am so thankful to all of the authors that have helped me on my self-development journey. And, you know, I have the UK's biggest self-development book club. There's over 3,000 of us reading along each month. But maybe you're thinking, Fran, I ain't got time to read. Who do you think I am? Barbara Cartland? No, you are busy. You are girl bossing it. You are living your goddamn life. And I get that. I see that. I hear it and I value it. And that's where Audible can come in. If you find yourself only with the time to be able to listen to something, but to not sit and physically hold a book, maybe you have a physical job like cleaning or whatever, where you are using your hands, or maybe you're a crafter and you want to be able to just listen to something and to learn on the go, or maybe you're driving a lot and you're able to listen to a book, but you know, it's illegal to read a book and drive, bitches. Don't try it. Then Audible may be for you. I have a 30-day free trial that you can have a little go at and see if it's for you. You can download millions of books to your phone or to your laptop or whatever you fucking want and listen to it wherever you are. So check it out. I'll leave the link down below.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.